Friends, pick up that bottle you will find standing in the center of your dining room table.
Now, examine it carefully and read what it says in the very small print on the back of the label.
Note that its contents are invaluable for pea soup, falling ears, irritation of the nurglers, exterminating socks, and preserving eggs.
And that doctor strongly recommend it as a cure for the lurgy, the onset of the nadgers, spots before the ankles, soft shoulders, pink toenail, and acute emotion on the legs. So, if you're feeling pimply and your knees are turning blue, don't be nervous, simply try E-R-O. Practice every morning and you'll find that you, almost without warning, will be a hoo-ka-oo.
Combat your infections with this latest thing. Follow the directions and ping!
Now the nights are colder, you'll find what to do. Right on the folder, just E-R-O-O.
Plane affects you, or you got the flu. You'll find what protects you is ER Nicky New. Better than the whiskey, brandy, gin, or glue. Makes your liver frisky, does ER New.
And for making coffee, or for growing tough, try some in your coffee and ER.
So if you get heated, don't get in a stew. Hold your breath, be seated, and ER.
So when you're out of fusel and the rent is due, just a tiny spoonful will do.
And oof! Arr! 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 Block! Arr! Arr!
Oh, that's better.
Suddenly appear every time you are near. Like me, get off the bee, close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair, golden stone in your eyes, the blue. That is why all the boys in town follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Hij is lief, hij is wauw, hij is boefie. zo ouwe hoeren. Alle vrouwen zijn hetzelfde. Je nummer maar. Kan je volgende week mijn plafond komen witten? Viesbeuk?
Oh. Whoa, you son of a gun, whoa.
Well, here we are in the world's largest nudist colony.
Hey, look at those guys over there. They haven't got any clothes on.
Certainly they haven't any clothes on. They're nudists.
Nudists, hell, they're crazy.
What do you mean they're crazy?
Look at them. Can't you see their nuts?
You mean that old man with the long hair?
No, I mean that young buck with the baloney in his hand.
Oh, that good-looking chap.
Yeah, that good-looking chap.
He's the keeper of the Virgin Hut.
Well, what is this Virgin Rut?
I said hut.
Boy, I'd get rich if I could sell my line in here.
What is your line?
Zippers. Maybe I could sell them some underthings.
Underthings in a nudist colony?
Yeah, cushions, you know, something to sit on.
Listen, you're supposed to be a big businessman from Phoenix.
And riding this mule?
That isn't a mule, that's an ass.
A big businessman from Phoenix, and I come in here on my ass.
That's right. And if some nice girl comes along and pats your ass, think nothing of it.
Oh, hell no.
And remember, there are other asses here besides yours.
Oh, yes, you can see that.
Now, the king nudist has two asses.
You don't tell me.
I do tell you.
Why don't he give his wife one?
Oh, she's got one of her own.
Well, to hell with the king. Let's talk about hers for a while.
Why, talk about it. Come on, let's go down and take a look at it.
Now you're getting down to bare facts.
But listen, be kind of careful what you say.
You mean kind of watch my step, huh?
That's the idea.
Oh, sure. I've been in these joints before.
You have?
Oh, yes. I used to belong to a policeman's nudist colony.
A policeman's nudist colony?
Yeah, that's where all the dicks hang out.
Oh, kind of a cop's retreat, eh? Oh, say, how are you going to approach the king?
Well, that all depends. Did he ever belong to the Navy?
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I thought, look, here comes a swell-looking dame. She's riding an ass.
That's the queen. Hit her along a little bit.
Hi, Queenie, old girl. Nice ass you have there. Mind if I pat it a little?
Like it.
Great. You've got something there, Queenie, old girl. Can I help you down?
Thank you. Thinking of joining?
Well, yes and no. How much does it cost?
That all depends. We never talk business till the applicant disrobes. If you are healthy and have a good physique, I might enroll you as the king's first assistant. In that case, it would only cost you $50.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but I've only got $2.
Then go, and come another day. You're just a little short.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to disrobe until we talked it over. I'll be back day after tomorrow. It'll take me just 2 days to raise the money.
Where are you going?
Down to San Diego and sell my ass. I'll see you Tuesday.
Love myself, I want you to love me. When I feel down, I want you above me. I search myself, I want you to find me. I forget myself, I want you to remind me. Ooh. I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. Ooh. I don't want anybody else. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I'm you're the one who makes me come. Running, sorry. You're the sun who makes me shine. When you're around, I'm always laughing.
Get on with it.
Oh, sorry.
Where was I?
You were touching yourself.
I want to make you mine. I close my eyes. I see you before me. I think I'd die if you were to ignore me. A fool could see just how much I adore you. I get down on my knees, and while I'm down there, I'd do anything for you. I don't want anybody else. When nothing about you, I touch myself. I don't want anybody else. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
And let me tell you very confidentially, the little walk, the little talk, has made me just as glad as I can be. I simply wanted to know who she was loving, and so we took a walk and had a talk, and I discovered pretty soon that it was me. Me. She gave her attention. Not to him, not to her, not to them, not to those, but to me. I sigh. A family. They held a convention. Not for him, not for her, not for them, not for those, but for me, the old maestro. I'm delighted, yes, sir. And I have to laugh. Standing on my dresser is a photograph. See here, which proves that she gives all her attention. Not to him, not to her, not to them, not to those, but to me. Thank you.
Hmm, I've never seen anything like that before.
And with any luck, I'll never see anything like it again.
No!
Play it again.
Oh, right.
Backstroke lover, I was hiding under the covers to talk to your daddy, he say. He say you ain't seen nothing till you're down on the muffin, and you sure to be changing your way. I met a cheerleader, was a real young bleeder. All the times I could reminisce. Cause the best things of loving with her sister and her cousin, and we started with a little kiss like this. Seesaw swinging with the boys in the school, and your feet flying up in the air. Sing your hey diddy diddy with your kitty in the middle, and you swing like you didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a missy who was ready to play. It wasn't me she was fooling, cause she knew what she was doing when she told me how to walk this way. She told me to walk this way, walk this way, walk this way, walk this way. She told me to walk this way, walk this way. She told me to walk this way, walk this way. Just give me a kiss. I like this. Schoolgirl sweetie with a classic kind of sassy little skirt climbing way up her knee. There was three young ladies in the school gym locker when I noticed they was looking at me. I was a high school loser, never made it with a lady till the boys told me something I missed. And then my next door neighbor with a daughter had a favor, gave her just a little kiss like this. Seesaw swinging with the boys in the school, and your feet flying up in the air. Sing your head diddle diddle with your kitty in the middle, and you swing like you didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a missy who was ready to play. It wasn't me she was fooling, cause she knew what she was doing when she told me how to walk this way. She told me to walk this way, walk this way, walk this way, walk this way. She told me to walk this way, walk this way. She said walk this way, walk this way. Just give me a kiss. All like thank you.
church club to earn an honest pop. They gave me a drug that made me laugh, and then it made me sob. And I saw tangerine skies and marmalade trees, looking glass ties and electric bees. If you could see what I can see when I'm doing acid, pigeons in the park sing coo coo coo. If you get high enough, you will too. You'd be surprised what you get up to when you're doing acid. Now one time I dropped acid and I wandered into town. I would have got away with it if I hadn't had my trousers down. Because of perception in my mind is so wide open, I've gone blind. My brain's not the one that the Lord designed, 'cause I'm full of acid. Here we go. Hey, tear it off your mind, relax and float downstream. I've chased the occasional dragon, smoked a spliff or two. If you gave me a couple of dismin, I'd chop them up and snort them too. I don't back horses, drink or drive. If I ever fight the Queen, I'll take a dive. I'm cleanest ruddy man alive, except I'm full of acid. Turned out strange, didn't I, Mother?
Some give up. pretty scary so far, huh? All right, well, wait, it gets worse. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap. And that's me, your host, KBC, hanging out with you one more time before we go up to Maine. I will be gone for about 6 weeks, maybe. I hope it's only 6 weeks. Expect to be back sometime in the middle of September after Labor Day. And I will, of course, see you then. So we started with... Actually, I should tell you first before I forget that there are videos galore up this week. I decided to put up a lot of the videos that I can never find a place for. I try to keep them related to the music that I play, and just didn't work out this week. So we got a lot of strange videos for you that make no sense. But just enjoy them if you can. We started with the Goons. E-A-O-U. From the Goons. Close to You was the Spike Jonze version by somebody you're familiar with. You'll find out when you see the video. I won't tell you who. I don't want to spoil the surprise. It's from 1976, if that's a hint. Barbie Girl in German. No idea what that's all about. Didn't sound like the original. Anyway, Nudist Colony was something from a thing called Kix. It's a series of 78s designed to appeal to your prurient nature, shall we say. Rolf Harris after that, I Touch Myself, speaking of prurient natures. Ben Burney and Me, from 1931. Ode to Joy was my favorite Muppet, and that would be Beaker. Ode to Joy. Walk This Way was Hayseed Dixie, followed by Pickin' on Pink Floyd, featuring David West and Gabe Witcher, and that was, of course, Astronomy Domine, like you've never heard it before. Let's Go Get Stoned was Big Mama Thornton, song written by Ashford and Simpson, and that was from about 1969. And then George Formby, or someone like him, When I'm Doing Acid, followed by a song called Trippin' by a band called the KBC, which brings a big, big question to mind right away, which is, where the hell was my lawyer while all this was going on? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, all right? So anyway, I got to go check that out. So while I'm doing that, please listen to more crap. It's for you, and I'll be back.
And we need to band together and say we've had enough. All the jobless people need to learn to be content. Cause what we need to do is protect our 1%. Save the rich. Let them know you care. Don't leave them to languish in their penthouse of despair. Save the rich. Let their bonuses be swollen. And let them keep it all tax-free, even if it's stolen. Save the rich. Let's give our job creators more than their fair share, so they can go to Asia and create jobs over there. There's loopholes and exemptions and children to exploit, so give them special tax breaks.
Go fuck yourself, Detroit!
And those who don't create jobs really need help too, cause without their seventh home, how will they make it through? It's not time for complaining, not the time for class war. It's time to sacrifice yourself to give them more and more and more and more and more and more. Save the rich. America's built on corporate greed. It's not Wall Street's fault if you can't get what you need. Save the rich. Don't go crying to mommy. Cause if you don't agree, then you're a socialist commie. Save the rich. Blame yourself for your problems, not the bad economy. So what if those who have the most are the ones who put it in jeopardy? Fuck your student loans. Fuck your kids and their health care. It'll only take 10,000 of your jobs to put another private jet in the air. Save the rich. It's so easy to do. Just let yourself be ignorant to what's been done to you. Save the rich by doing nothing at all. Deny all sense and logic and just think really small. You should think really small, or just don't think at all, and save the rich.
We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. Save the trees, save the bees, save the
Everybody's going to save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the
Everybody's going to save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails.
Save the trees, save the bees.
Everybody's gonna save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the
Everybody's gonna save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the
Everybody's gonna save something now.
Gotta worry about the little things, bees, trees. Gotta worry about the little things, whales, snails. Gotta worry about the little things, bees, trees. Gotta worry about the little things, whales, snails.
Gotta worry about the little things.
I can dream, can I?
I can dream, I can dream.
I can dream, I can I?
I can dream.
rosin on the bow, and here we go.
Oh, tell me, will you, darling, why you look so bad tonight? There's bags around your eyeballs, which is red instead of white.
Well, if for this away you came when I was alone, shucks, I should have known that you was temptation. You smiled a leering me on, my heart is plumb gone, cause you was temptation. It'd be thrilling if in your way. Bored to be kissed, I couldn't resist, cause you was temptation and I was
tempted Eve, as a mud hole tempts a mosquito, darling.
That's how you tempted me.
And as corn liquor tempts a drunkard, as sorghum tempts a bee, as a willow tree tempts a caterpillar, darling.
That's how you tempted me. You came when I was alone. Shucks, I should have known that you was temptation. You smiled a little neon. My heart is plumb gone. Cause you was temptation. It'd be thrilling if and you're willing, but if and it never can be, then pity for me, cause you was too bored to be kissed. I couldn't resist, cause you was temptation and I was yours. Here's my heart, take it away. Yes, take it away and say that we will never, never, never part. I'm just a slave.
Driving you quite frantic. You want to know if I'm in love with you. Well, darling, on this very nice occasion, the candlelight reflecting in your eyes, I'll tell you what I need, and it's really guaranteed to make me love you till the day I die. So give me egg and bacon for breakfast, and give me swatted tequila for tea. And on Saturday night, when I'm feeling alright, save a little roly-poly for me. Oh, give me egg and bacon for breakfast, and give me spotted dickie for tea. And on Saturday night, when I'm feeling alright, save a little roly-poly for me. Then darling, don't you know I'll always love you, I'm in it. I'm so quickly by your sweet perfume. Let aroma find them rare, fish and chip that in your hair, and the musk of faggots clings to your bazoon. Oh, your lips are red as red tomato ketchup. Eyes like pickled onions out on sticks. Oh, you're my little donut, my sexy little donut. And I'm dazzled by your sexy tricks. So, give me egg and bacon for breakfast, and give me spotted dickie for tea. And on Saturday night, when I'm feeling alright, save a little roly-poly for me. Take it away, Eugene. And if one day I ever go to heaven, you know that I'd be lost there without you. Because I need my spotted dickie. Roly poly too. So give me egg and bacon for breakfast, and give me spotted dickie for tea. And on Saturday night, when I'm feeling alright, save a little roly poly, save a little roly poly, save a little roly poly for me.
Now it's time. once again to pick up some valuable tips for you home handymen as we pay another of our regular visits to the basement workshop of Fred Falvey, the do-it-yourselfer. And Fred, I'm glad I found you at home today. When I saw all those rolled-up newspapers out in your front yard, I was afraid you might be away on vacation.
No, Ray. I rolled up all those papers and scattered them around the yard about a week ago as part of a do-it-yourself project I'm involved in.
Well, I can't imagine what it is, Fred, unless it has something to do with all the burglars you'll attract by creating the impression that you're away from home.
No, I admit having all those rolled-up papers in the yard does attract a few prowlers who think the place is deserted, but what little they steal is more than offset by the money I save from leaving papers out there until they get good and soggy.
You just leave them out there in the rain and snow or whatever until it happens again?
Yes. You see, the idea is to let nature convert the newspapers back into wood pulp. Then you can burn them in the fireplace just like logs, only the cost is much less, of course.
Well, it certainly sounds like another wonderful example of better living by doing it yourself, Fred.
I think so.
How long does it take for the natural elements to turn newspapers back into wood pulp?
Well, I'm not really sure, Ray. I read in a book where it would take about 200,000 years for paper to become converted into coal, but I'm certain changing it into wood pulp wouldn't take near that long.
Well, then I suppose it could even happen within our lifetime.
Oh.
It'll be a real money saver if it does,
too. If it does, right.
Now I know that all our beloved friends of the radio audience are anxious to hear about the do-it-yourself project that you've chosen to describe today.
Well, today I've chosen a real money-saving project to describe for our beloved friends of the radio audience. I'm sure most of us are aware that handmade lampshades have gone up in price faster than the general cost of living.
Well, no, I wasn't aware of that, Fred.
Most people are aware of it, Ray. However, it's not generally known that do-it-yourselfers can make lovely lampshades right in the basement workshop just using some inexpensive equipment and a few simple tools.
Well, I noticed that you have some blue paper stacked up here on the workbench. Is that what you're using for your lampshade project?
Yes. Or what? This paper is good, sturdy, 20-pound bond, Ray. Comes cut into 8.5 by 11 sheets as a rule, and the colors, these particular sheets, is blue.
So, what do you do after you've selected the color for your lampshade? Do you make some kind of a wire frame to, you know, stretch the paper across?
No, you don't have to get into all that. You just roll a sheet of paper into a sort of a paper cone, taking care to leave the small end large enough to fit around a bulb socket. And then you staple the edges of your paper together using an ordinary office stapler filled with number 5 wire staples. Here, I'll show you how it's done. Like that, and that.
Well, Fred, is stapling along the edge of... He's stapling along the edge of his rolled-up sheet of paper. That certainly is making it stay in the conical shape you want. I don't quite know what you're going to do with it, though. What are you going to do with it now?
Well, the rest is actually easy, Ray. I just unscrew this bulb hanging down from the ceiling. Now I put my blue paper shade around the socket like this. And then as I screw the bulb back in, that holds my cone-shaped piece of paper where I want it. That's why I rolled the paper into a cone to make the shade in the first place, so the bulb would hold it in place.
I see. Well, of course, this piece of blue paper you've stapled together makes a fine shade for a naked bulb hanging down from the ceiling, but there aren't many fixtures like that around anymore. What if you want a shade for a regular lamp?
Well, you can buy those at any lampshade store, right? It's the ones for those old-time ceiling fixtures that are hard to locate. I went to 6 or 7 stores and couldn't find one.
Well, then you can save time as well as money by making your own, if you happen to be one of those rare individuals with an old-time ceiling fixture. So we could certainly say that this is just one more prime example of how to live better by doing it yourself. And we've been privileged to hear all about it directly from the basement workshop of Fred Falvey, the do-it-yourselfer.
Way down in Skowhegan, Maine. I've got 20 acres of well-tilled land, a barn full of green and a bank full of sand. I met a fellow downtown the other night. Says he, "Let me show you a wonderful sight." And he took me theater show. And I've seen a lot of gals that I didn't know. The fellow was a jeweler, so it seemed. And he took my watch to have it cleaned. And he borrowed $10 till tonight we'll meet. A corner of 12th and 13th Street, yeah. I went into a bakery to get something to eat. I felt about hollow from my head to my feet. I bought 2 donuts and a big fat pickle. And I gave the waiter gal 5 cent nickel. She looked at the nickel, then she looked at me. She says, it's no good, cause you see, there's a hole in the nickel and it goes clean through. Well, I says, there's a hole in the donuts, too. Oh, we had living pictures in our town hall. The pictures didn't have on any clothes at all. Mariah was bound to see the show, or I'd have had a seat in the very front row. Mariah says, Reuben, ain't you ashamed to see them female actors dressed negligee? I says, yeah, there's a wicked sight. But I bought 2 seats for the very next night. Oh, ha!
Bim bam bum, bim bam bum, la mulatona Merced arrollando va detrás de una compasa. Ya no quieren cumbanchar las negritas del solar si no tocan al compás de ese ritmo así. Suénalo, bailalo, gózalo. Bim bam bum, bam bum, que sabrosito está este paso arrollador de la comparsa. Que los negros van bailando en la comparsa. Bim bam bum, bim bam bum, la mulatona Merced arrollando va detrás de la comparsa. Ya no quieren cumbanchar las negritas del solar si no tocan al compás de ese ritmo así. Suénalo, bailalo, gózalo. Bim bam bum, bam bum, qué sabrosito está este paso arrollador de la comparsa. Quieren cumbanchar las negronas del solar si no tocan al compás de ese ritmo así. Suénalo, bailalo, gózalo. Bim bam bum, bim bam bum, qué sabrosito está este paso arrollador de la comparsa.
Sun, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Sun, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. Since I was just a little boy, I'd like to roam the hills And to hear wild stories about the Indians was my biggest thrill. I'd shout and yell and holler like them. I wore moccasins on my feet, and I'd make believe I was under a teepee every time I went to sleep. My hair was jet black and I was 21, lots of pretty girls around. But the pale-faced maidens didn't thrill me none around my Cochise County hometown. Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. One day I went to the reservation, and there by a shallow creek was a beautiful Indian fetching water, and I just had to speak. She smiled at me, then quickly left, but the next day she returned. And it wasn't very long till I told her how the love in my heart burned. Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. I told my daddy I'd found a girl who meant the world to me. And tomorrow I'd ask the Indian chief for the hand of Nova Lee. Dad's trembling lips spoke softly as he told me of my life. 'Twas then he said I could never take this maiden for my wife. Son, the white man and Indian were fighting when you were born. And a brave called Yellow Sun scalped my little boy. So I stole you to get even for what he'd done. Though you're a full-blooded Indian, son, I love you as much as my own little feller that's dead. And son, Nova Lee is your sister. And that's why I've always said, son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I...
Oak shook moogie, marshy doggy, oh, oak shook moogie, hey. I mean, son, don't go near the Eskimos, please do what I say. Papa was working for the weather station a little bit north of Nome. And I grew up in that frozen country where the nights are 6 months long. I used to play like I was an Eskimo. I put whale oil on my hair. And every night I would beg my folks, let me sleep in the Frigidaire. Oh, shook moogie, mushy doggy, oh, shook moogie, yeah. I mean, son, don't go near the Eskimos, please do what I say. I was 17 and my voice was changing, but the girls didn't thrill me none. 'Cause I longed to go see an Eskimo on the banks of the old Yukon. One night I slipped from my daddy's house a little bit north of Nome. I knew that I could get back by morning, 'cause the nights were 6 months long. Oak shook moogie, mushy doggy, oak shook moogie, hey. I mean, son, don't go near the Eskimo, please do what I say. And there she was, sitting on a chunk of ice and eating a frozen fish and dipping her friskies in whale blubber. And I said, "Ooga shuga muska," which means the love in my heart is burning for you. And she said, "Oga shuga nashka," and that means "back up, buddy, you're melting the ice." I went back home and I told my daddy about this maiden fair and how I felt I would like to melt them icicles in her hair. Dad's trembling lips turned purple and his breath began to freeze. It was then he told me I could never rub noses with pretty little Umshogneys.
said, "Son, when you were born, well, the Eskimo and the white man were having a lot of wild parties together. And this Eskimo named Pie-Eye, that's right, son, this Pie-Eyed Eskimo stole my little boy and made an icicle out of him. So I stole you to get even. I was going to make a fudgesicle out of you. But I raised you like you was my very own, and I've loved you like the cold-blooded little Eskimo that you are. So you see, son, you can never rub noses with Umshagni. Oh, it's not because she's your sister, but son, Umshagni has got the coldest nose in Alaska, and that's why I always say, Ukshukmugi mushy doggy, oh, Ukshukmugi, yay. I mean, son, don't go near the Eskimos, please do what I say.
There was an old lady who lived on Lynch Street. Her passage was blocked up from too much to eat. She took stomach pills without reading the box. Before she could strip, turds were flying like rocks. Twirl-a,
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 twirl-a.
A rolling stone gathers no moss, so they say.
Sing along
with the birds.
With the birds.
It's a wonderful song, but it's all about turds. She ran to the window, stuck out her ass. Just at that moment, a cowhand did pass. He heard the strange noise, so he gazed up on high. A mighty big turd hit him right in the eye. Twirl-a-la,
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 twirl-a-la.
A rolling stone gathers no moss, so they say.
Sing along
with the birds.
With the birds.
It's a wonderful song, but it's all about turds. Oh, he ran to the east and he ran to the west. When a further consignment arrived on his chest, he fled to the north and he fled to the south. When a bloody big turd hit him right in the mouth.
Twirl-a-la,
twirl-a-la,
twirl-a-la.
A rolling stone gathers no moss, so they say.
Sing along
with the birds.
With the birds.
It's a wonderful song, but it's all about turds. The next time you walk over Platte River Bridge, look out for a cowhand asleep on the ridge. His chest bears a placard, whereon are these words: be kind to a cowboy who's blinded by turds.
Twirl-a-la,
twirl-a-la,
twirl-a-la.
A rolling stone gathers no moss, so they say.
Sing
along
with the birds.
With the birds.
It's a wonderful song, but it's all about turds.
Yep, you hear that silly music, you know it's time to pay attention because I'm back. And I've got important things to tell you, so please listen up. We started with Garfunkel and Oates there. Garfunkel and Oates is my favorite, one of my favorites these days. Two lovely ladies, Kate Micucci and Ricky Lindholm. You've seen both of them on The Big Bang Theory. You've also seen them on Scrubs, etc. And they get together, they call themselves Garfunkel and Oates. I'm not sure which one is which. If I ever meet them, that would be the first question I would ask. After that, George Carland, and that was the Melody Sheep remix of Save the Trees. Kanisa Rose after that at age 6. Shine Bright Like a Star. And it's one of those things where you either absolutely adore or cannot stand and have already shot yourself through the head 6 times by now. Well, joke's on you. After that, Red Ingle and Joe Stafford, Temptation. The Great Romantic was Eugene and his Syncopators, Bob and Ray, the Handyman. Len Spencer from about 1912, give or take, and that was Reuben Haskins of Skowhegan, Maine, and I do plan to look him up when I get up there. Skowhegan's maybe 50, 75 miles away from Bangor. And Bim Bam Boom was Machito and Miguelito Valdez. You might remember that from the soundtrack of Forbidden Zone, if you were lucky enough to see it. Let's see. After that, Rex Allen, Don't Go Near the Indians, followed by Ben Colder, which was a pseudonym for Sheb Willie, the Purple People Eater guy himself. And that was, of course, Don't Go Near the Eskimos. And then we brought up the rear with kind of a national anthem of mine. Always brings a tear to my eye. That was Oscar Brand, Blinded by Turds. So we do that a lot around here, blinding you with turds. And like I say, I will be back in about 6 weeks. I am fulfilling my destiny. I will be heading up north, and I will become a Bangorian. Actually, we're moving to a little town next to it called Vizi, which I'll be glad to tell you more about. It's actually a bigger town than Boonton Township here in New Jersey, which is almost twice as big. So that's going to be interesting living in the big city. So anyway, when I do come back, I will see you then. I've got a few more now. I thought long and hard about what to finish up with for the duration, and came up with these two. I just really hate goodbyes, so they're not really goodbye, goodbye. But if they are goodbye, 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 then I think these speak for themselves. So do me a favor, have a good rest of the summer, and then come back in September with your pencils sharpened and your books out and ready to go, because there will be quizzes. And you will know them. I'll see you later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
We'll again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away.
And will you please say hello to the folks that I know?
Tell them I won't be long,
and they'll be happy to know.
Na, wie Sie sehen, wir amüsieren uns prächtig mit Ihnen und nur darum geht's uns. Wenn Sie uns vermissen, kommen Sie morgen wieder hierher oder am 4.11. Im nächsten Jahr ins... Ist das im nächsten Jahr?
Ja. Was haben wir denn jetzt? Nächstes Jahr.
Ja, im nächsten Jahr. Ins Konzerthaus. Wo auch immer, wir freuen uns über bekannte Gesichter.
We'll meet again.
Don't know where.
Don't know why.
I know we'll meet again.
Everybody's back. Yeah.